10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, right on time at 10:16.
Is Bulaga on this morning or something?
No, you and old boy were going after each other, as you often do. That close connection that you two have, you and Evan Cohen. The big news out of Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Steelers have signed quarterback Mason Rudolph. So they have Aaron Rodgers' backup in place.
That means he's more likely to go to Minnesota, right?
Why does that mean that?
Mason Rudolph? Staying with Pittsburgh?
He wasn't with Pittsburgh. He went back to Pittsburgh. He was in Tennessee last year.
He had been.
So I'm saying Pittsburgh just signed a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think Rodgers wants to compete with Mason Rudolph.
I'd rather compete with J.J. McCarthy. Do you miss that era?
Which era?
Where we talked about him every day? Because it's, for me anyway, I'm watching Dan Graziano on Get Up, and I'm watching Evan and Canty and Michelle on Unsportsmanlike talking about Rodgers, and I'm sitting there going.
But we just spent an hour talking about
it. We didn't spend an hour, first of all. And second, well, it was with Evan on the program. But my point is that so much revolved around him for so long on this show and for the Packers to know what the heck they were doing. It's not that way anymore. I wonder if at 1265 Lombardi Avenue they feel the same level of kind of, well, glad we don't have to deal with that. Even though they have not had as much success, if we're being honest, in the last 2 years.
I think it was always worth it in the 2010 to 2022,
mm-hmm.
and then it wasn't. So, again, you put up with a lot when you're winning at a high level. Now, the critic would say, well, you haven't even won or been to another Super Bowl. Is it worth it? I would say, yes, it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of great run. You didn't get it done in a couple of big spots, but that there is no doubt. I think everybody wants to win with a bunch of guys that are everybody's working together, and I think that's the I think there is some misconstruation about
misconceptions,
whatever, about Aaron Rodgers. I would bet if you ask most of his New York Jets teammates last year, probably not all of them, even in a season that they stunk, I would bet most people would still say it was good to have him there.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that. And whether or not that's true, I mean, I have not talked to a bunch of or any other New York Jets. So that part is done. I think now the question is, do you ever see the Packers leaning on Jordan Love like they did Aaron Rodgers? Like, you need to be the guy.
I don't.
I think at some point, if you're paying a guy 60, let's say he keeps rolling, or if he, you know, improves. Right now, it's built that you don't need him. What are you doing with your phone?
Getting ready to do my Steinhoffels read.
Oh, it looks like you're like zooming in on me.
I'm not. No, that's.
You're like Matty Hayes over here with a camera up. Oh, get up,
no.
You just wonder. It is super creepy. But
you guys really don't need to be in the same place.
I don't. I so don't like doing shows with him in person.
Why?
For this exact reason.
I mean, you're like
stuff
all up
like
in my
this.
Space with a phone looking like you're ready to shiv me. I don't know what the heck
I'm
is going on.
I'm going to shiv you with, with my phone?
Hey, it felt like it, yeah. I don't know. Zap me with something or whatever. But it's organizationally, you want to get a great player, right? Now, stop being a goofball.
What?
You're being squirrely. I kind of like it. I don't know if you want to get the Josh Allens and the Patrick Mahomes, and you want them to be great teammates and leaders of men.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about, do you want a guy that you're not leaning on to that degree? I don't know. What was that?
I don't know.
I want dogs that are – I want the big dogs. I want Jordan Love to evolve into being a top three quarterback that everybody is intrigued by. That everybody wants to know what's going on, not just Packer fans. I want that. And I don't know if every organization does, and I wonder after the last two if Green Bay is more than content with Jordan Love being a little more low profile.
Yeah, I think he is. I think that's who he is. I think that's what they – I think they're going to like that. I feel very confident that he and I will not be doing a radio show like Rogers and I did, and I definitely
feel confident.
I think
it would be really good for him to do a radio show.
I don't disagree with you, but I think he's going to live a happy, quiet life. Him and Ronica are going to get married, and you're going to see him going to volleyball, professional volleyball matches in the off season.
Is she part of that love deal?
No, she's in the other league.
Well, there's another league?
There's another league.
There's two of them.
He and I had this conversation. It would have been nice if she had been in the league that has a team right in Madison.
Yeah.
But they draw
really well too. They have great fan support in Madison.
Love with the silent B. Yes, I think he is.
What does
going,
the B stand for in love?
Ball,
ball,
volley,
loved?
Ball.
So it's love.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. That's crazy. That's almost
get
as crazy.
Good
as
the day starts with a great
silent J.
Sleep.
I prefer the silent J compared to the silent B.
League One Volleyball is L-O-V-B. League One Volleyball.
Love.
Love Madison.
They should be the Love Yamas. They should change their name.
I can't wait to get my salmon. Good days start with a great night's sleep and holding your phone like you're taking pictures of Tausch as you read your Steinhoffel's read. Good days start with a great night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress from Steinhoffel's. Tempur-Pedic support the body like no other mattress, making aches and pains a thing of the past. I've got some aches and pains today, definitely pains. Queen Tempur-Pedic mattresses start at just $52 a month when you use Steinhoffel's special 60-month financing, plus you'll get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. Isn't it time you got a great night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic? Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. I'm going to try and find a different location to continue the show. We are live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, so you and I are on the same page. We don't expect the Packers to add Cooper Kupp.
I would agree. And I heard, I don't know if it was Shefty, 12 teams interested in him, which is great.
Yeah. Goody's not getting into a bidding war, that's for sure. So if you were to predict, and predict more accurately than your prize picks were for a while there, what do they do at that position? Because regardless of whether you think it's going to be a tight end-centric offense, which you and I also agree on,
mm-hmm.
and a Josh Jacobs-centric offense, regardless if you think that Jaden Reed or Dontavian Wicks is going to make a jump, you are without Christian Watson for a extended period, no matter how fast he's running. He's not coming back till November. Sorry, not buying it. But you also aren't sure what to believe about Romeo Doubs. The draft class is not super strong at the position. The free agent class is blech of what's left, and it wasn't that great to begin with. So what are you doing if you're Goody?
Brandon Ayuk.
And what's he going to cost in terms of trade compensation?
Fourth.
So do you trade for him after the draft, so it's a 2026 conditional pick?
Yeah, I mean, that's if I'm San Fran, I do it. San Fran is gutting its roster.
Why?
Because they got to pay Brock Purdy, and they are way over. And I think management has said, y'all are spending my money way too freely. You need to start being better about what you're doing.
They just went to the Super Bowl the previous season.
Nobody cares. What did you do for me lately? You know this is a what have
they
you done
were,
for me?
They,
what have you done for me? They won six
they
games,
were,
Brock.
They were injury-plagued.
Cry me a river.
Well, I'm just saying if you want to know.
McCaffrey's out, so that, I mean, I think they would trade McCaffrey at this point, too. So San Fran is gutting its team. What I don't want to do is take, the DK Metcalf. I'm glad that didn't work out for Green Bay. Hey, kudos to you. Good luck, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
This is going to be a group that needs to continue to develop, and I think that you will see. I know you say, and I'm hoping to get Mel Kiper on in April.
He's not really mad at you, so he'll come on.
I believe he's not mad, but you never know. The wide receiving class, I don't know how strong it is. I know there's going to be some good players.
Right, there always is.
The improvement was always going to come from Jaden Reed, Wicks, Dobbs. That was where you were going to get it. If you didn't, go make the big splash. And if you're still wanting to big splash it, and I'm fine with going to big splash, I think Brandon Ayuk is the one where you wanted him. He's a little damaged right now. He's already been paid. So you have cost certainty in a position that's only going to continue to go up. I like taking a flyer on him. I do. Now, you're not going to get immediate help, but all of a sudden, you know, I don't know when he had his surgery. It was earlier than Christian's. If he's back in October, November, and then Watson's back, and oh, my gosh, you have great wideouts, or you know, good wideouts coming out of your ears.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think any of those things will happen. I don't think the Ayuk thing, I'm sure San Fran, that's a big number, and I don't know what exactly they would want. I would think you could do a conditional deal where if he plays a ton, it ends up being a second-round pick. He ain't going to get any more than that. And if that's the case, I'm from Green Bay standpoint, heck yeah. You get a stud wideout that, by all accounts, everybody, more and more teams wanted him last year, and then San Fran ends up kind of caving and paying him, and he gets hurt. Outside of that, I don't know if there's – I think there's been rumors going around that A.J. Brown might be on the block from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. A.J. Brown is a great player. I'm not interested in giving up a bunch of picks to bring him in. I think this needs to be, I got to get better at this, and I got to be a better developer of these wideouts that I felt strong about, and I've missed. I didn't want to bring in Devontae. It tells you everything you need to know from where Goody's standing. Goody is looking at this. We're building this team this way, and we are not going to go and be uber aggressive. If something falls that makes sense, we're fine. But outside of that, we are not going to overpay both with compensation and with draft picks to get somebody in.
All right. Well, speaking of not overpaying and what you're willing to give up, Diana Rossini had something interesting this morning as I arrived here at Pottawatomie about the Trey Hendrickson situation. I want to get to that coming up. I want to remind you, and look, you drive down I-43, you see two things. You see a Quick Trip off of almost every exit, and you see David Gruber's face asking, injured? Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. That's the number to make the call if you have been injured. And if you want to find out more about the firm, find out more about David and everything that he and his family do in our communities, or find out about all the great lawyers that are there, go to the website, gruber-law.com. More live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Tausch continues live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tausch is going to be taking in some of the
Scotty Northwestern tough tussle today down here. Not here, but in Indy.
they're not playing inside Pottawatomie Sportsbook
not
Arena.
Yet.
So Diana Rossini this morning.
She's good.
She's
good at
her
job.
She does a really good job.
Yep.
Yep. I have a ton of respect for her. I've known her a long time. Teams are willing to pay Trey Hendrickson the contract that he desires, but have found Cincinnati's current asking price to be, quote, ridiculous, as one GM told me. By the way, the fact that the Packers have not found a taker of any kind for Jair yet, does that lead you to think that maybe one of the executives that I talked to maybe was right about him not having much trade value?
We all thought that.
Well, one of the other executives said I'd start with a third and settle for a fourth and a fifth, or a fifth. continuing.
Yeah, that's what they want to get.
Right.
Would that same executive have given up a third for him?
No.
Well, then what the hell is he talking about?
The Bengals can adjust as the offseason progresses, but right now, per Diana, teams aren't willing to meet their terms.
What do you think they want, a second?
I think they want a first-round pick.
Well, come on.
I'm just telling you.
No, I know.
I'm just telling you that that's why it would be ridiculous, right? No GM would come out and say it's ridiculous that they want a second-round pick for him. Ridiculous is a strong word.
Yeah, if it's a top of – so if it's a Tennessee or – you know, then also, you know, Hendrickson can also look at it and say, well, I don't want to go to Tennessee.
Right. I mean, Kevin Zeitler can go there, but I'm not interested.
Well, Zeitler's grabbing dollars, and he should. I'm not 100% sure if I'm Green Bay, do you want to give up a second-round pick and then pay Trey Hendrickson? I want Trey Hendrickson on this team. I think he would really, I think, help. A, he's a pass-rushing fool. He's just a really good football player.
No gloves.
Doesn't wear gloves, which means he's tough. But I just think the way he plays, so many of these younger guys could learn a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because he's talented, obviously, but is he the fastest guy? No. He is crafty.
He'd be great for Lucas Van Ness.
That's exactly. Lucas Van Ness, he'd help a Carl Brooks. He's going to help all those guys, but mainly
Gary.
He's a productive SOB.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been plenty of guys. You get all these guys in here with all this talent and all this quick twitch and all this other stuff, but it's about figuring out, well, how do I win? You need to have counter moves. And I said this when they drafted Van Ness. It's like, well, that's great. He's going to be a bull. He's going to be a bull rushing fool, but that doesn't work.
Right.
You have to have a counter off a counter.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not, at this point, developed that yet. Go take a look at old Trey Hendrickson. He is a counter fool. Like, he is a counter of a counter of a counter. He'll rip, and then he'll cut, and he'll bring it. You just watch him go to work. That's why he's getting. He is not going to run. If you did a combine with him, he's not going to look like Strofe, but he ain't going to look like Julius Peppers. He's a good player that is just a tactician with what he is doing. And that's why I'm not afraid at the fact that he's 30 plus, because that stuff continues to go.
Right.
Look at old boy from Baltimore. He was with New England. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Kyle Van Noy.
Van Noy. Van Noy's a big, strong bull. He ain't that fast anymore, but he is productive.
Right.
And at some point, it all comes back to productivity. So do I want to see Green Bay give up a second and pay 35-plus is probably the rate now that Crosby and those guys have kind of reset that market? At some point, you got to.
I don't think he'll get as much because Crosby's 27.
I think he'll get, but he's not going to get 20. He's going to be closer to 30 than he is 20.
I agree.
And that's a steep price on top of giving a pick. And that's why Cincinnati hasn't moved him yet.
If they don't do that, just like they're not going to trade for Brandon Ayuk most likely, but if the Packers don't acquire Trey Hendrickson, then how do they upgrade their pass rush? Because as much as they said, oh, no, we got a lot of good guys there, we think in year two in the system, are you going to get a guy at 23? Is a really good pass rusher going to fall to you at 23? You might get a defensive tackle. This is a very deep interior defensive lineman draft from what I have read.
I would say that's more needed than off the edge for this team.
You're just going to...
Is our best interior pass rusher as we sit here today?
Devontae Wyatt.
And is he consistent?
No.
Has he been able to stay healthy?
No.
Has he been is he somebody that you feel 100% they're going to fifth year option?
I feel pretty strongly that they will, yes.
Would you rather have Carl Brooks on the field on a 4th-and-4 or Devontae Wyatt? Money on the table. Who are you putting out there?
I'm putting Devontae Wyatt and Carl Brooks instead of Kenny.
Ooh, that hurts for us Kenny fans.
Yeah, I'm a Kenny fan too. Not as big of a fan as some, but a big fan.
That's fair. Carl Brooks, I think, can take that next step. He's somebody that I've liked for a while. He's got that wiggle. He's got that jiggle. But that is a position. You saw it with what Philly did. That is as important. I know everybody gets so caught up in the edge rush, and it is important. Don't get me wrong. But Chris Jones,
makes a ton of plays over the right guard. Mm-hmm. He does. He moves around too. Getting someone at 23 would be fantastic. That I would prefer that than getting Trey Hendrickson or someone like that. But at some point, you do have to look at from a certainty standpoint. I am certain that if Trey Hendrickson comes to Green Bay, he will be a productive player. To what degree, I don't know, but you know he stays healthy. He's going to give you X from a production standpoint. That's what this team needs, because right now, can you say with certainty you're going to get production X from Enagbare and from Lucas Van Ness and from Rashawn Gary?
No, you cannot. You definitely can't.
And that is a problem.
Jesse, we need to play some trivia. What's today's category, and which caller would you prefer?
Name that conference tournament. Old T's going to be watching a bunch of conference tournament action at Pottawatomie Sportsbook this afternoon and evening. So we're going to play Name That Conference Tournament with all the hoops options going on today.
Conference is Washington State in now? Are they just have a two-person team, and whoever wins gets in the—
No, that's the—
Washington State, Oregon State, winner take all?
Washington State, Oregon State are in the West Coast Conference.
Out of WCC.
Yeah, with Gonzaga and St. Mary's and San Francisco.
I went to a St. Mary's-Gonzaga game back in an old small gym. I want to say it was outside of San Diego, and it was it was like old school high school basketball. This was probably 15, 20 years ago. Beautiful, beautiful basketball. I can't remember. Gonzaga ended up winning, but that— it seems like those two, those are always the two teams that play in that. It's like an invitational almost. Gonzaga, St. Mary's,
the Gales.
Good ball.
Jesse, what caller do you want?
This has been Tausch's West Coast Conference Breakdown on Wildy and Tausch.
And Ed Helms sucked on The Office.
That was better than our Super Bowl preview.
It actually was.
Let's do caller 16. 16 is like a bracket number. Let's do that.
Sweet 16. Caller 16, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 16 plays Wildy and Tausch trivia coming up next. Want to remind you, Associated Bank has been with us from the very beginning, and they've been with the Packers from the very beginning. They were there when the Packers were formed in 1919. But there's so much more to Associated Bank than just Packers checking. Yeah, there's Badgers checking, too. Yeah, there's Brewers checking, too. There's the Associated Bank gate at AmFam Field. But most importantly, there's the great customer service you get from everyone on the team at Associated Bank and all the great perks like credit monitoring that makes sure you're not being a victim of fraud, like early pay, which allows you to have access to your money up to 2 days early from your direct deposit from your employer, from the 30,000-plus ATMs that are surcharge-free. Everything you need as a customer right there at Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. See, now there, I was hot.
Yeah. It's, I think, a finicky, like, it pops pew, every once pew. In a while.
Let's talk to Dylan about
Sportsbook filling up out there.
Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Well,
I bet it is. About that time.
I bet that's it is. That was pretty clever there. Nice.
Oh, is that out?
That was
that's
clever.
That's pretty good, Jesse. That's
thanks,
pretty good.
Thanks, Tausch.
I think, obviously, everybody gets excited. You know, I used to go out to Las Vegas.
Stop looking weird, Jason.
What did he
so I'm looking. Well, so there's
he's
just
peeping through the curtains to look at.
Well,
everyone.
We can't. So because they have, I wish we could put up these blinds that are down.
Paint a picture for us. You're a radio guy.
It is.
Paint
it
us
is
a picture.
An immersive experience. Oh. and all these huge screens, and they're different sizes. Mm-hmm. So, like, one game is on, like, a giant screen the size of a scoreboard.
Will the Wisconsin game be on the big boy
I'm
screen
assuming
or Marlowe?
They'll have one. There are two gigantic screens.
Somebody's got to be the big screen.
No,
there's going to be one screen that's bigger than the other.
Screen one. What's going to be on screen one?
No, there's
I
two.
I
think
they're
going to
go Marquette. We're in Milwaukee.
No, there's one that kind of curves a little bit in the corner, and then there's the one that's flat. And then
did anybody ever
one.
Figure out why there's curved TVs?
I don't.
What's the rationale for that?
All I'm telling you is if you want a great place to watch the games today, which you're going to do.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
It's great.
You can watch, and because it's conference tournament time and there's a bunch of different games going on, you can watch multiple games at once. This is, it's a little sensory overloady for someone like me. I couldn't handle it. I would focus in on one game, maybe two, watching Marquette and Wisconsin. But remember, Marquette also on Peacock.
Yeah.
So another great opportunity to avoid Peacock by coming down and watching the game.
I'm a Marquette fan, thirdly. I'll be all in on Scani.
Okay.
Northwestern.
It won't
Carter Gilmore. Gilly game. Be a big Gilly game down there in Evanston, or if they played in Chicago last time.
Let's play some trivia. Maybe we gave away some answers for the trivia category.
Gilly game.
The Gilly game. Let's welcome in Andrew in
Who's
Madison.
Who's going to be the skipper?
Lovely. Andrew, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Fantastic. And I just wanted to make a comment real quick. For people tuning in for the first time, they just learned that Jason Wilde is not an avid gambler if he cannot keep tabs on more than one game at a time. So that was kind of a giveaway for anybody tuning in for the first time. I know you said that before, but us gamblers, we can keep track of three, four, however much money's out there, we'll figure out a way to keep tabs on it.
So, Andrew, I just was talking before we came up here. I was downstairs waiting for the elevator because this is like a secure deal up here. And old boy was down there with his slip from the Pato Sportsbook. $5, and he did three pointers, and he hit 11 spot deal for $31K.
Wow.
He bet $5
bet, and he won $31K.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Congratulations to him.
Wow.
Yeah, what a deal.
Well, you just have to go 3 for 3 to get 4 entries into Friday's drawing.
And Jason will share half of his salmon with you if you get down here.
I'm not
here.
Sharing my salmon with anybody. I'm going to eat it. You're right. It is. There's a lot of games going on. It'll be fun for anybody who comes down to watch Marquette, Wisconsin, or maybe you want to watch Bowling Green and Akron, who are going on right now. My point was that we have to put these down for like legal reasons. If you can watch the games on our YouTube stream, and that would be against.
Yeah,
the rules.
I would say roll the dice on it, but I understand.
But it. I cannot tell you how cool it looks. All right, now, Andrew, I heard you were a little bit apprehensive because you didn't know what the category is. But based on what you just said about watching multiple games, I think you'll be fine. The category is Name That Conference Tournament. Question number one is this. Among several other locations, this tournament has been played at the home NBA arenas of the Nets, the Wizards, and this year, the Hornets. Name That Conference Tournament.
ACC.
Is it?
Damn. Now I am not going to give answers because he set the tone.
You didn't tell me you're going to participate.
Yeah,
today.
I always am helping out, Jason.
Always is not true.
Always
whenever you volunteer.
Always
to do
whenever
so.
It works out. Yes. All right, Andrew. Only one of these conference tournaments does not play opening round games at home venues of the better seeds before moving to a neutral site for the semis and championship.
Big
Name
Ten.
That. What?
Big Ten. I really don't know. Yeah. I'm just shooting bullets here.
I appreciate you shooting that, but obviously the
Big
Ten.
But that is right.
No, it's not. Everything is down in Indy. They didn't play at games at their home courts at the better seeds and in
right.
the semis.
One of these does not play opening round games at home venues.
No,
so Big Ten had it been a choice, would have been correct, but oh well.
Oh, no.
He butchered this. The wording of this is butchered by Jesse. Like, this whole thing is... It's
chalk
you,
it up
Jesse.
As botched
and we have to.
Oh, no.
Jesse totally butchered this question.
Yeah, I did.
Because
yeah.
all of these do that.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Congratulations. Oh. You are going to get a fast just, pass. You
know what, dude, just give him... Give him four entries and let's just move it along. Oh, I don't know what...
Hang on. Hang on. Only one of these conference tournaments does play opening round games at the home venues of the better seeds before moving to the neutral site.
Big Ten!
Still not the Big Ten.
No, not Big Ten.
So only one of the three does play at the home sites before they move later in the tournament.
This is what happens.
Yeah, I need the multiple choice.
Go ahead, Jesse. I'm not putting my name on this.
This has nothing to do with this. Yeah.
Yeah, you go ahead. You butchered it. Go.
Question number two, Andrew. Only one of these conference tournaments plays opening round games at home venues of the better seeds before moving to a neutral site for the semifinals and the championship. Name that conference tournament. Is it the Mountain West Tournament, the Missouri Valley Tournament, or the Horizon League Tournament?
Sea Horizon League.
Boy, he pulled your pecans out of the fire right there. Thank you, Andrew.
That might have been.
That was terrible.
That was,
I'm pulling
up North
stuff
Joe?
Out of somewhere. I can tell you that because it's not from Dallas.
Where is Up North Joe?
Oh, come on.
He's having a baby, I think. Question three, Andrew.
He is not being indicted.
Is this. While it's existed for a while, this tournament, based in Boise, Idaho, has leaned into its adopted nickname, Starch Madness.
Oh, I like that.
That's clever, isn't
that
it?
That is funny.
Over the last several years. Name that conference tournament. Is it the Big West Tournament, the Big Sky Tournament, or the Western Athletic Conference Tournament?
That's a tough question.
It is.
I'll go with A.
The Big West?
Is that what A was? I don't even remember.
That would be A, and that would be wrong. It is Big Sky.
Big Sky.
I should have known.
All right, Andrew, you got two out of three. That means you got three of the possible four entries into the drawing later in the show. Well done. Way to suffer through question two, and good luck with all your wagering today on the various conference tournament games.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Love Andrew.
Since you mentioned Up North Joe, I'd be remiss to share that Up North Joe actually helped install the electrical at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. He was part of that project. Took a couple of years to complete.
Before his arrest.
No arrest. He is not indicted.
Up North Joe.
We love trivia. We love our visit here to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Tausch. Loves Coors Light.
I do. Coors Light. I will be having a bunch of Coors Lights, and I will be celebrating responsibly after, hopefully, some big dubs. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold packaged, and cold filtered. So it is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains. Oh, 1978 Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. So it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Jesse is going to share with us, is this a Barnwell production? No, it's Seth Walder, right? I was reading this yesterday.
Where's Wildy?
No, that's coming up after that. Where's
Eating
Walder?
Eating salmon.
Where's Wildy?
You like a little lemon? You like a little lemon on your salmon?
No, not really.
Just seasoned properly.
Just proper seasoning, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
And they got these scalloped potatoes. Potatoes for sale! Potatoes for sale. Seth Walder has graded all of the free agents.
You know, scallops are like some of the healthiest, best thing to eat.
Yeah, you got to cook them right.
Yeah, you got to get. You have to get the crunch
rubbery,
on the top.
If they're rubbery,
it's all
it's
about
tough,
how much crisp you get on the top. You don't have any texture. But I didn't realize
scallops.
That they're healthy.
Sack
like a great
scallops.
Little protein boost.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Max can make some for you since Sarah's been banned from the oven.
She's only got about, I think, 6 days left on her ban.
She's a
pretty
saint.
Good.
It was great to see her at the gymnastics meet last weekend. Anyway, Seth Walder, talk about premature. He is grading all the free agencies.
Come on.
They have not even, some of them aren't even signed
not
yet.
Not even official.
Jesse's going to cherry pick a few. I certainly hope you have the Nate Hobbs and the Aaron Banks fired up among them, but we're going to do that.
If you don't shore that up, make sure you get that shored up.
Very clever. Yeah, take that to the bank. Plus, we got Where's Wildy and Wo Nelly all coming up. Tausch and I are live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook in Milwaukee. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.